Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iceland's Prime Minister Sigmundur Davíð Gunnlaugsson has resigned after allegations about his offshore investments in the so-called Panama Papers. He has been under pressure to step down from thousands of protesters since documents showed that he and his wife set up a company in the British Virgin Islands with the help of a Panamanian law firm at the center of a massive data leak. Gunnlaugsson, however, has denied doing anything illegal, saying all taxes were paid. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday that the judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and his co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. Judges said prosecutors did not present sufficient evidence to warrant a trial, but added that their decision does not preclude further prosecution in the future, either at the ICC or in a national jurisdiction. The African Union mission in Somalia and the Somali government forces have killed several al-Shabaab commanders in the lower Shabelle region. Six of the al-Qaeda-linked Islamic militant group were killed Tuesday. Reuters reported that the head of al-Shabaab's intelligence arm in the region, Hassan Ali Dore, was killed. A militant spokesman said that Dore was killed but did not confirm the other deaths. The International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said Tuesday that the world needs to cooperate in order to overcome global economic challenges that include slower growth, low commodity prices, and potential financial tightening by many governments. She made the comments in a speech in Frankfurt, Germany, and said that growth has been too low for too long. This is VOA News.